Pennsylvania gaming revenue reaches $597 million in October. Pennsylvania's gaming industry posted a strong October, with total revenue of $597 million, driven by record iGaming results. iGaming surge lifts monthly revenue. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board reported on Wednesday that combined receipts from slot machines, table games, sports wagering, and fantasy contests for October 2025 amounted to $597 million, a 20.2% increase year over year. The headline driver was iGaming, which produced a record $251.1 million for the month, surpassing the prior high of $238.2 million recorded in March. Online casino play accounted for most of the growth across major operators. Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse in Grantville recorded the largest single-site total, generating $114.4 million in October, a 38.7% rise from $82.5 million in October 2024. Valley Forge Casino Resort in King of Prussia reported $101.3 million, up 25.2% from $80.9 million a year earlier. Rivers Casino Philadelphia and Parks Casino in Philadelphia also posted healthy gains, with totals of $57.4 million and $56.1 million, respectively. This is more than a seasonal bump. October's results reflect continued migration of play online, combined with intensified promotional activity and improved user retention at the largest operators, said Mark Elias, senior analyst at Playpen Insights. Operators that have invested in mobile product improvements and data-driven acquisition are reaping the rewards. At the operator level, iGaming revenue was particularly concentrated. Hollywood Casino at Penn National generated $98.7 million from online operations, a 42.2% increase year over year. Valley Forge's digital arm posted $71.4 million, a 37.5% jump, while Rivers Casino Philadelphia's online vertical produced $38.2 million, up 15%. Slots, sports betting, and what comes next. While iGaming soared, traditional slot revenue showed only modest gains. Slot takings for the month reached $203.5 million, up 1.4% compared with the same month in 2024. Parks remained the leader in slot revenue with $31.2 million, essentially flat year on year. Wind Creek Bethlehem and Rivers Casino Pittsburgh saw slight declines in slot income. Sports wagering generated $60.7 million in revenue on a total handle of $968.5 million for October. Hollywood Casino at the Meadows led in sportsbook receipts with $21.8 million in revenue from a $300.1 million handle. Valley Forge reported $18.2 million in sports betting revenue on $357.6 million wagered. Hollywood Casino Morgantown posted $3.9 million from a handle of $59.8 million. Industry observers pointed to several factors boosting the figures: sustained marketing investment by operators, deeper penetration of mobile apps among Pennsylvania players, and the timing of major sporting events during the month. When you combine a busy professional and college football slate with stronger cross-product marketing, it amplifies iGaming and sportsbook performance in tandem, noted Laura Chen, a consultant and former regulator with experience advising state gaming commissions. From a public finance perspective, the expansion in gaming receipts translates into larger tax remittances for state and local governments. Pennsylvania's tax structure for casinos and sportsbooks channels a share of operator revenue toward education and municipal funds, making the uptick in receipts a notable fiscal development for officials tracking revenue streams. Looking ahead, analysts expect iGaming to remain a growth engine for Pennsylvania. but they caution that volatility in promotional spending, competitor pricing, and regulatory changes could temper momentum. Operators are likely to continue investing in product and player retention to protect the gains realized this year. Data notes and sources. The figures in this story are drawn from the October monthly revenue report issued by the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board and include statewide totals for slot machines, table
games, internet gaming, sports wagering, and fantasy contests. Comparative references are to October 2024 results, as reported by the regulator.